All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Adulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Adulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to adulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
Gobble, gobble. Welcome back, everybody. On today's episode, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving 2025 edition. Gratitude. Actions that show gratitude, because it is an action word, and reasons for giving thanks. Welcome to our Thanksgiving episode.
Thanksgiving has a long, long history in the United States. Thanksgiving traditions in the U.S. date back to a 1621 harvest feast between Plymouth colonists and the American Indian people. But it didn't become a national holiday until 1863, when President Lincoln proclaimed it to be the last Thursday of November. The holiday's current date was formally established in 1941 when Congress passed a law making it the fourth Thursday of November. Thanksgiving celebrates the values of gratitude and togetherness.
You guys heard that, right? It celebrates the values of gratitude and togetherness. Yet, how many of us experience that wonderful family drama just getting in a car to go be togethered? Thanksgiving is largely an expression of gratitude. Gratitude is a feeling of appreciation and thankfulness for the good things in life, both big and small. It involves recognizing goodness and acknowledging the role others play in providing it. Gratitude can be a fleeting emotion, a more stable affective trait, or a conscious state of being. That's my favorite. It all depends on the situation.
Now, the components of gratitude. 1. Affirming goodness. Consciously recognizing and acknowledging the positive aspects of one's life. And acknowledging sources. Recognizing the role other people or even a higher power have played in bringing about that goodness.
So how do we experience Thanksgiving? As an emotion. A brief in-the-moment feeling of thankfulness for a specific event or person. As a mood, a more general feeling that can fluctuate over time, with periods of feeling more or less grateful. Or as an attitude, a chosen state of being that is a consistent way of thinking, even when things are not going well. This can be a daily practice of appreciating life, regardless of circumstances. Which one of those do you think is my favorite?
The last one.
As an attitude, you're right. You know me so well.
The benefits of gratitude. The psychological benefits. It promotes positive emotions, increases life satisfaction, and can lessen anxiety by focusing on the present. It can strengthen social relationships, encourage pro-social behaviors like helping others, and promotes forgiveness. Researchers suggest that gratitude is linked to better physical health and can help individuals recover from trauma.
Hey, why did the turkey get in trouble with the police?
Why?
It was suspected of foul play. So how do we practice gratitude? I think we can do it verbally. We should be specific instead of just a generic thank you. Detail exactly what you're grateful for and how it made a positive impact on you. Give a compliment. Offer a sincere and specific compliment either to the person directly or to their superior. And speak from the heart. Share a heartfelt and direct message telling the person how their actions have affected your life.
Or send a written message. You can write a thoughtful note. A personalized handwritten card or letter can be especially meaningful. You can also send a gratitude email or leave an anonymous appreciation note for a colleague to find. You can make a gratitude scrapbook. Create a collection of photos and mementos to document meaningful moments with your loved ones. Or you can publicly acknowledge someone. A public shout out on social media or at a workplace can make someone feel seen and valued.
How about a public shout out for our most recent handwritten thank you note?
We went to a wedding recently and got an amazing thank you note from the bride and groom. And it was very heartfelt and made us feel good.
We, in addition, were able to use it to show our children this is what a handwritten thank you note looks like. One of my favorite ways to show gratitude is acts of service. It also happens to be one of my love languages. So you can return the favor. Pay back kindness by offering to help with a task such as doing chores, running errands, or helping with a project. Maybe make a meal. Cook or bake something for the person or surprise them by bringing them coffee or lunch. Pay it forward. Extend kindness to a stranger, such as paying for the coffee of the person behind you in line. I don't know if you guys ever did that. I have, and it elicits some great reactions. Volunteer. Give your time to a cause that is meaningful to the person or the one that helped you in the past.
You can show that you're grateful just with your time and attention. If you practice active listening, you give someone your undivided attention by making eye contact, avoiding distractions, and truly listening to what they have to say. You can also spend quality time together. Plan an outing or a special date to create new memories. For a family member, this could be a game night or a shared hobby. Be present. Take a genuine interest in the other person's life. Show up for their important events, like a play or a sports game. Call instead of texting. A phone call can feel more personal and special in an age of digital communication.
Or perhaps thoughtful gifts would be a way to show some gratitude. Give a thoughtful gift. A meaningful gift doesn't have to be expensive. It could be flowers, a gift card to their favorite coffee shop, a personalized item. I personally find those gifts that were thought about much more meaningful than just something somebody went out and bought. Create something homemade. This could be anything from a scrapbook to a special food item. A donation in their name. Make it a charitable donation to a cause that is important to the person you are thanking. It just struck me as we're going through our show notes, of the five love languages, service, quality time, and gifting, all listed as ways to show gratitude.
So I guess what we're saying is that when you show gratitude, people feel loved.
Absolutely. What are some reasons to show gratitude in 2025? I'm not sure what your situation is listening. Hopefully everything's great and you have tons of reasons. But if you're listening, I'm going to go out there and say you have things to be thankful for. In 2025, we can celebrate continued technological progress, increasing resistance amid persistent global challenges, experiencing documented mental and health benefits. Well, what that means is you made another year. If you're here listening and it's Thanksgiving, you made it through most of another year. Go you. Showing gratitude is a way to appreciate progress, find hope, and strengthen personal well-being, even in the face of uncertainty.
Now, there are ways to show gratitude in a changing world. You can embrace technological advances. As AI and other technologies become more integrated into your daily life, there are new opportunities for learning, productivity, and connection. Expressing gratitude for these tools can help frame them as aids rather than threats.
Focusing on resilience. Following several years of disruption, including a pandemic, people are growing accustomed to change and building a stronger resiliency to them. That's grit, man. Being grateful for the strength developed during difficult times can be a powerful practice. If you made it through COVID, if you were in school through COVID, and you're here listening today, kudos. Not only did you make it through world history, but you're coming out the other end better, stronger, and more resilient. Give yourself a little credit for that.
There's also reconnecting in person. After the rise of remote interactions, people are increasingly valuing in-person connections and events. Taking time to appreciate face-to-face gatherings and strengthened social bonds is the key reason for your gratitude.
Improving individual well-being. The world is changing. You guys and gals and peoples are embracing everybody's differences. You're having dialogues that couldn't have been happened earlier in life or in history. Your enhanced mental health, because gratitude is consistently linked to greater happiness, emotional well-being, and life satisfaction. Practicing gratitude can help individuals focus on positive aspects of life and reduce negative feelings like envy and regret.
It also improves your physical health. Studies show that grateful people experience fewer aches and pains, exercise more, and have a stronger immune function. Acknowledging things you are grateful for before bed can also lead to better sleep.
Reduce stress and increased optimism. It works. I'm almost an optimist now. I practice gratitude every day. Research indicates that practicing gratitude lowers the stress hormone cortisol and can lead to a more positive and optimistic outlook. For those facing persistent challenges, shifting focus to what is good can provide relief and perspective.
Gratitude can also build stronger relationships. It strengthens social bonds. Saying thank you or otherwise showing appreciation strengthens relationships and can help forge new ones. Recognizing the efforts of team members, partners, or friends fosters loyalty and camaraderie.
It increases empathy. That's a big word. Stands for emotional IQ, means you're identifying. Gratitude helps people to take their eyes off themselves and focus on others. This cultivates empathy, encourages acts of kindness, and can reduce selfishness.
It also fosters a sense of community. Many events and campaigns in 2025 focus on gratitude and service, highlighting the importance of community support. Participating in or recognizing these efforts can inspire appreciation for people around you.
Now, how about recognizing continued progress worldwide? Like all over the place, humanity is marching forward. Advances in global health. Challenges do persist, but progress in areas like pharmaceutical manufacturing and the availability of new treatments, such as anti-obesity drugs, Zepbound, offer new reasons for hope.
There's also ongoing poverty reduction. The long-term trend of decreasing extreme poverty around the world remains a significant and often overlooked reason for optimism and gratitude.
I need to stop you there for a sec. Many of our listeners are from the United States of America. God bless the USA. And when you look at that statistic and you're feeling the crunch of inflated food, inflated gas, inflated heat, you're not understanding that a large portion of the world lives on pennies a day when we're talking about poverty. Poverty in the United States sometimes gets tilted through USA colored glasses. Yes, we feel broke. And yes, many people have a hard time making ends meet. But when you're listening to this through your smartphone and going home to your smart TV, while yes, you can be having a hard time, poverty is much, much more contrast elsewhere in the world. I did a paper on this back in school, and literally millions and millions of people are living on like 29 cents a day and don't have any food.
We're saying be grateful that you may not have what you want for dinner, but that you have dinner.
Focus on social justice. I'm not a social justice warrior, but following a heightened focus on equity issues, there is hope among some experts that renewed attention to social justice may lead to more meaningful reforms.
Celebrating the basics of daily life. Even in a complex year, focusing on the simple, everyday things can be a powerful source of gratitude. Having a home, food, and clean water, waking up healthy and able to experience the world, enjoying nature, art, music, and other simple pleasures, and celebrating personal milestones and accomplishments, both big and small.
One of the things we do at Thanksgiving, at the table, whether it's with total combined family or at our version of it at home, is ask our children some of the things they're thankful for. I would like to tell a little practice I do. Every morning, I wake up. This is every morning. It's part of my routine. The first thing I do after I wake up and realize I'm not dead is I think of five things I'm thankful for. On Thanksgiving, many people, and you've seen it in TV and shows, what are you thankful for this year? People do that. So here are some of the things you might be able to be thankful for. Things like your parents, your family, friends. On mine every day is coworkers, because they're, I wouldn't call them all friends, but they're close acquaintances.
Things to be thankful for, like your sight, your hearing, your touch, your smell, your taste, and your speech.
Your speech, even the word so, I'm thankful for so. Your heart, your lungs, your body, you're healthy. And even if you're not healthy, you're here. So you have some degree of health.
Your mind, your ability to think, your hands and your legs, your good health.
Your school and teachers, or your work and your bosses. How about this one? This one would fall under radical gratitude, it's called. Your tears, your hardships. What did you learn from them?
Your disappointments, your fears, your pain. They all make you a stronger person.
In this realm of alien space asteroids floating through the universe, the sun, the sunset, moon and the stars, sunrise. Sunrise I want to stop for, just for a minute. It's been a thing like the last few years for me in Wildwood because my children asked me to get them up for sunrise. I've gained a whole new appreciation and thankfulness for it.
You can also be thankful for the weather, the rain, the snow, rainbows. There are so many things that the weather changes and that you get to enjoy and take advantage of depending on the weather. Even the rain, the miserable, stormy weather, sometimes it gets you a quiet night with a good movie.
Oh, here's a good one on the list. The internet. Because without it, you couldn't thankfully be listening to us.
There are also things that we should appreciate, like movies, books, blogs,
podcasts,
computers,
your job, your bed. How many of us actually slow down long enough to think, thank goodness for this bed? It's so comfortable.
And my favorite, music, because music can lift your spirits when you're down.
And you need it for astitude. Can't be in a bad mood while you're wiggling your butt, scientifically proven.
I would think you'd also be grateful for your home, your soulmate, your best friends, even your enemies.
How about kind strangers that help you out? Heartbreaks, laughter. Who doesn't like laughter? I like laughter. We all like laughter.
And lastly, you should be thankful for you, for being who you are and touching the world with your presence.
That's right. You do you, boo-boo. And let's share it. Let's communicate. Reach out on the website. Reach out via social media. No matter where you are or what your life looks like, give thanks this year. Take some time every day to focus on what you have and what you're thankful for. Enjoy them, big and small. Bask in them. Let them help get your mind right. We far too often get caught up in the hectic pace of life, and most of us do not take the time each day to enjoy it. So enjoy it right now. We here at Adulting are thankful for you. We're thankful you listen. We're thankful to be doing the podcast in our first year. We're thankful for the modes to get it out to you. And from our family to yours, happy Thanksgiving.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world. Or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe. I just want to let everybody know, we've partnered with Dubby Energy Drinks. It's very flavorful, healthy, uncomplicated formula. They have hydration, they have energy drinks, they have some other merch on their website. You can check them out at dubby.gg. And if you enter the code IDULTING10 at checkout, you'll get 10% off. Go check it out. Enjoy.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to idulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.